This is a download from BFM 89.9. The Business Station.
This is The Morning Run and you're here with Lynn and Shanning. 9:18 a.m. Wednesday the 20th of May. And before we get into some local corporate sector news, let's take a quick look at the KLCI.
Well, it's turned red. Unfortunately, my forecast came true. The KLCI is actually down 0.6% to
0.06%, actually.
Yeah, sorry, 0.06% to 1423. In fact, the region seems to be losing some ground. So Singapore has turned negative and Australia remains negative. And Korea is just barely hanging on.
So we're taking a look as well this morning at the construction sector, because over the weekend, the Edge Weekly highlighted that the much-delayed high-speed rail might be revived soon. So this rail link that was meant to connect KL and Singapore had an original price tag of about 60 billion ringgit. The project initially was proposed by the Barisan National Government and then subsequently shelved by the Pakatan Harapan Government in mid-2018.
But is this the only reason why the Bursa Malaysia Construction Index has actually rallied by close to 10% in the last 4 days? I mean, and this is in stark contrast to the FBM KLCI return of 2% for the same period.
So for some answers to that question, whether or not the construction sector, which has been a laggard, is worth a review, we speak this morning to Lung Chee Wei, Senior Associate Director at Affin Hwang Capital. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Chee Wei. So what is causing this recent rally in the construction sector? Is it investors chasing these laggard plays, or is there something more fundamental?
Good morning. Yes, I believe the rally in construction stocks is due to speculation that some large infrastructure projects will be revived. So, namely, it was the Klang Valley MRT Line 3 or MRT 3 and the KL Singapore High Speed Rail. Also, there was a news flow on the East Coast Rail Link Section 8. They have received the final approval to start. So I think that and also the construction stocks being a laggard could be a reason for the rally. If you look at the construction share prices, the KL Construction Index actually underperformed the KLCI by 6% year to date. And this is due to lack of positive news flow earlier. At the end of April, it was actually underperforming by 12% before this news flow on the high-speed rail revival came up. So, but if you look at valuations, though, I believe they are not attractive with the high construction sector average PR of 21 times based on our universe of stocks. And this compares to the market average PE is only 19 times currently. So there are downside risks to our earnings forecast as well.
And, you know, there was a mention by both the government and Bank Negara on the rollout of infrastructure projects to boost growth in 2021. Now, what projects do you see being started? Is it just the high-speed rail or those that have already been announced?
So I believe in the immediate term, the infrastructure projects that will roll out will likely be the East Coast Rail Link packages, maybe for some of the Malaysian packages that will be awarded, because that project is already in the implementation stage. But in terms of the longer term, then there could be a revival of the MRT Line 3 and high-speed rail, in my view. But this would be a 2021 story.
But similarly with the government under tighter fiscal conditions, will there be a change in the financing model for these infrastructure projects?
In my view, it's difficult to change the financing model for these infrastructure projects that I mentioned, because if you look at the MRT 3 and high-speed rail, they are public transport projects that likely will generate low returns if the private sector has to finance the infrastructure costs. So it's not feasible to be privatized fully. There will be a need for government assistance. So in terms of the government financing the infrastructure costs for these projects, there are two reasons that I see makes more sense, because the government can raise cheaper funding than the private sector for one. And secondly, the government sees the benefits of long-term economic growth, enhancing public transportation efficiency for the people from these projects. So there are also social benefits despite the low returns.
And Chee Wei, who would be the construction beneficiaries if there is a revival of these projects?
I believe for the MRT Line 3, some of the players that are strong in this area is MMC Gamuda. They are the incumbent in the current Line 2 and previously did the Line 1. There was also a mention of George Ken in the past, tying up with MMC Gamuda for this project. I think HSS engineers could be appointed as a consultant. They were the consultant previously, but were dropped after the project was cancelled or deferred. The other subcontractors are like Sunway Construction, IJN, and WCT. They are undertaking works for the Line 2 now. For the high-speed rail, the previous awards were given to Gamuda MRCB and YTL SIPP. The consultant job was given to HSS. IJM and Suncon are also in the running previously for the high-speed rail. So these are the names that would possibly benefit from these two projects.
Are the names you mentioned also your top picks in the construction sector?
At the moment, only Sunway Construction is my top buy in the sector because they are less reliant on government jobs to replenish their order book. Because I foresee there will be a lack of government jobs being rolled out in the immediate term because the government is more focused on stemming the COVID-19 pandemic. That's the reason why I have a cautious view on the sector. I have hold and sell calls on the other construction stocks mentioned above earlier. And in terms of contract awards, I expect to be remain slow. Given the constraint that the infrastructure spending by the government would be limited due to the focus on helping people and SMEs under this 260 billion ringgit stimulus plan. But of course, there's the upside risk to our call. If the government decides to roll out these mega projects, despite having to increase government debts and commitments, and this could create the potential positive news for the contractors to expand their construction order books to spur the positive re-rating of the sector.
Thank you very much for speaking with us this morning, Chi Wei. That was Lung Chi Wei, Senior Associate Director at Afin Huang Capital, with a couple of construction names, but Suncon is the only one, one of his top picks for the sector. And notably, I think Sunway Construction is the only one of the only stocks in the construction sector that is green in the green on a year-to-date basis.
Yeah, it's actually up 2.09%. Every other name is in the red and in double digits red as well. The headwinds for the sector are very visible. I mean, contract order book is hard to replenish. I think there will definitely be a margin squeeze because, you know, it's tough times. So every contractor out there is going to fight for these jobs and be willing to lower their price tags. So it's not a sector, I think, that is popular among the analysts, but it has gone up a lot in the last few days. So, you know, it gives you the sense that is it just froth or based on news flow at the moment? So as usual, caveat emptor. But some of the names he mentioned, like MMC, 74 cents this morning, is actually up 1 cent. George Kent is 70 cents, down 1 cent. And Malaysian Resources is another name he mentioned, is 53 cents this morning and also down 1 cent. Maybe a bit of rotational play out today because, you know, if you made gains over the last 4 days, you just want to lock it in as soon as possible.
But speaking of froth, we have Heineken as well on our list this morning because for the first quarter ended March, Heineken posted an 8% on-year increase in net profit to 57 million ringgit. But this was somewhat below a consensus expectations. So Managing Director Roland Balla warned that the COVID-19 pandemic will continue to pose major challenges to the company's business, despite them reporting a satisfactory first quarter performance on the back of a successful Chinese New Year campaign. Because I think this first quarter accounted for about 18% of the total consensus expectation for the year. And while this first quarter is typically, I think, does represent under 20% of their full year earnings, was still not as good as was expected.
Yeah, so quarterly revenue fell 1.8% on year to 515 million, mainly due to lower sales. But I think you should really worry about the second quarter, right? Because they were fully impacted by the MCO. Their plant wasn't allowed to operate. There's basically no drinking except at home. All the restaurants, hotels are closed. So, you know, and at on top of it, their sales are very much driven by sporting activities, which we know doesn't exist at all.
Only just starting to come back, right?
Yeah, German Bundesliga is the only one. But in Euro Cup has been postponed, or Olympics has been postponed. Those are some of the names. So not such a good time for them at the moment, actually.
Yeah, and so I mean, Heineken has taken some steps to try and respond to the hurdle that's been posed by the MCO, including a campaign for customers to buy vouchers online to redeem at their participating brewers, which has the effect of safeguarding any future revenue, right, and helping out their partners who are selling Heineken's products. But the problem is that they're still going to be seeing the impact of this. And currently today, they are down 22 cent at 23 ringgit and 48 cent. And that is all the corporate news that we have for you this morning, because we're about to head into the 9:30 news bulletin. Then after that, we have the BBC World Service, where Ed Butler discusses whether the large bailout plans being implemented by governments around the world are on the right track. Stay tuned for that after the news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.